gentlemen. It's the Hawk coming to you live. It's Thursday night. It's 7:28, whatever it is tonight. Oh, boy. Let's see, ladies and gentlemen. If you look at what's going on, it's just like crazy. Every day, seven more crazy things. But let me get to one thing I'm doing tonight, because they couldn't get me. I couldn't get on Skype again. I was hearing the bell, but nothing to click on. So you know what I'm saying. They had all kind of trouble with my computer doing the Skype. Satellite Uncleek has done good, but good again. Last week, we got goofed up when they took out all of their computers and the satellite connection. So let me just tell you this, ladies and gentlemen. We talked about Zulu 82. Zulu 82 is the 82-foot long, light-winged aircraft that's a drone that allegedly was originally involved with European aeronautics groups, you know, British groups, but then the Chinese came in, allegedly the Chinese came in and invested in it, and that, I'm telling you, is up and above, has been up and above Arizona, down looking over on California and all the things. We talked about it being up there and being able at 69 to 71,000 feet. They do not have to squawk, but they do squawk. And they're making everybody think it's one thing when it's another thing. And they're able to have capability to not only watch everything through cameras, through vacuuming up all traffic in terms of radio frequency traffic, cell phone, everything, and pick it all up. They can also transmit. They can also pulse stuff. They have they go around about 50 knots in terms of being able to move the craft. They can stay aloft almost indefinitely because they have solar power with a lithium-ion type battery that does it at night. It's been up and up for weeks, and I'm just trying to say to you, here's the thing that's interesting about it. And, you know, we had a lot of speculation about how possibly they could zap the chips in the new Marine Corps landing craft or amphibious combat craft vehicles that dumped into the surf. All right, and then once they get out there, there's no way they can do them, and then you got no way for the Marine Corps to practice on the new things. You'd think they would have kept a few LSTs and a few of the old ones from landing craft that are just, you know, piece of old rust buckets that would go up and land on the beach. Or you'd think they'd have kept the ones from the Vietnam War where they used to climb the hatch. They were more like armored personnel carriers. I mean, they've been doing armored vehicles and stuff going in the surf for years, and now all of a sudden the Marines can't hit the beach. Well, now I'm understanding that the Marines have taken these and taken them into lakes and rivers in different places try to get them practice and be able to make landing. So they're going to be able to not go and help, you know, already on the beach there in Taiwan, in a little island up there with the Taiwanese Marines. We've had over the years, in the past year, two or three, we've had a group of U.S. Marines over there assisting or in a position of, proximity to those Marines, either training or they were sitting there and then able to contact U.S. Fleet, you know, in that area, or carrier groups and all that. So now, let me just say this to you. We've discovered, listen up there, no such. Listen up, no such. Listen up there, Air Force, Army, Marine, all the different ones, Navy. Here's the deal. And this is to the good constitutional line commanders. This is to the good people who still want to protect the United States. Listen up there. Listen up. Listen up. Now, here's the deal. We discovered that the Zulu 82 is doing, in a sense, what you might call skywriting. Although at 69,000, 71,000 feet, they're not puffing smoke and writing letters in the sky to see. But now guess what? We've noticed for about 3 or 4 days that they're doing skywriting on the screen. In other words, they do the plane, makes numbers, and it also makes letters. And we saw it make an infinity sign as well. So you understand what I'm saying? You're looking at a screen that shows the different aircraft. You're looking at the Zulu 82s that have been up for a long time. And some people say, well, that's got to be an American. It's bop, bop. No, it ain't. And even if it was, with Biden allegedly, his son allegedly, having got $1.45 billion, $1.45 billion allegedly from the Red Chinese Communist Party, plus additional money from their top, you know, one of their top oil or energy companies that Biden has now sold all kinds of millions of barrels of oil to out of the emergency stockpile. That's making sure our military has no emergency stockpile, or the United States has no emergency stockpile. All the millions and billions and jillions of barrels. But let's go back to Zulu 82. Zulu 82. On Monday, it did a little binary work. 010, 010, 010. So it made a zero. It, in other words, it turned and did the zero. It then went off, and then it did a one. Okay. Then it went off and did a zero. Okay. Then the next day, I believe Tuesday, we had an alleged message here. T-O-M-O-S-S-E-S. Tactical operations to military operations, space station, Earthshine or something like that. Well, the Red Chinese have a new space station up, in case you don't know. All right? Now, what's interesting was that after they did that, T-O-M-O-S-S-E-S, T-O-M-O-S-S-E-S. So, that's quite an interesting little message. I think it's tactical operation, military operations, space station. Or to the military operations of the space station. They're sending a message of what they're seeing down here to the space station. They're sending information which would be possibly vacuumed up radio traffic out of San Diego, out of Pendleton, out of different places, you see. Also, they're not far from Yuma, which is where the, you know, some of the highest technology work is done, weapons and zapping the rays and that kind of stuff. The Yuma Proving Grounds, they used to call it. Well, maybe the Yuma Proving Grounds ought to just, somebody ought to get a twitchy finger at the Yuma Proving Grounds, break out that dead gun laser beam or whatever the heck it is, and just tickle that, just tickle Zulu 82 and see what he's got to say to you, you know? Now, what's interestingly enough is that after they did the T-O-M-O-S-S-E-S, T-O-M-O-S-S-E-S, that's what I believe to their space station, right? Certainly not to ours. And then today on Thursday we got T-U-H-R-S-X, all right? Now, this is kind of interesting because we also have, at the same time, we've got a Korean, little Kimmy, threatening to nuke South Korea and also the United States, okay? Well, what's heard on the backside from the deep, dark background pools, okay? What's heard from the backside is that the Red Chinese asked little Kimmy to provide a diversion or to keep the U.S. or South Korea busy to allow them a diversion so they could then go to Taiwan. And that they would then preclude the attention from our Ronald Reagan carrier group would then be focused more on the Korea operation rather than the Red Chinese or the Taiwan operation. Or we would have to chew gum and walk at the same time, or whatever they say in the Democratic Party, you know? So anyway, the KUH, Kilo, Ultra, Hotel, Romeo, Sierra, X-Ray, all right? Well, what's interesting is that there is some interesting... when you look it up on a just on a search engine, it doesn't come up exactly like that. But there is something called the KURS, which was a specialized Russian and Ukrainian. It was made in Kiev, Ukraine, a specialized remote space vehicle, okay? Now, what's interesting is that could be something possibly trying to spoof that, you see, that the Zulu 82 is doing. If you want to do something, you want China wants to make it look like Russia did it, or like Ian Kimmy did it, so then they could be in the clear, and then in the midst of all of that, they could win the game, you see. Because the United States might take out North Korea and also hit Russia. Well, because that would allow them the time to do whatever they want, and they could still say, oh, we're hands across the water here, you know, trying to help you under the UN auspices. But I will tell you this, it could be Korean ultra-high-resolution space X-ray, okay? Little Kimmy has got a satellite with allegedly, Little Kimmy has allegedly two EMP nuclear devices over the United States in his satellite. That would be a high-resolution space X-ray, wouldn't it? So is this a message that possibly Zulu 82, the Red Chinese, can control the Korean satellite with the two nukes? Did they tell Kimmy to then say, hey, I'm going to nuke the United States and nuke South Korea? And it's anyway, at this point in time, I would like to shout out to Camp Casey in South Korea, and tell you guys, you better find where the bunker is at. You better have your NBC gear ready. You better make sure it's the good stuff and not the bad stuff, you know, the recycled Gulf War crap. Because this thing is going to go on. If you're really smart, you have the ability to do so, you could take your extra cash or your extra diamonds or jewels, and you could make a deal with the nearest C-130 or whatever taken off, or C-5 Galaxy, to get your butt out of that area, you know? Because I'm going to tell you, this thing is going to go wild weasel. Now, if this thing is available, the Zulu 82 might be able to access the Korean satellite and then send a message to it, and it might be able to push the button, so to speak, and blame it on Little Kimmy, when it would be the Red Chinese operating with the Zulu 82 drone, all right, which then is connected to their subs and also back to Beijing and all that kind of stuff, that they could then possibly go ahead and drop the EMP weapons on the United States while Little Kimmy just even uses his, what's he got up there, 5,000 field pieces or some artillery pieces? I mean, he could put a few shells, a little this, that, or the other, chemical shells or a nuke shell. He don't even have to use a nuke, but he could up there and drop it right on Seoul, okay? Drop it right on Seoul. So I'm just going to say this. In the midst of all of this, and when you see that Meta, which is, you know, Facebook, loses $500 billion to investors, $500 billion! Do you think everything is kosher? Do you think everything is just right and fine? Do you think so? I don't think so. So this is the type of climate, this is the type of era when you can have this kind of stuff that goes out and happens, okay? But makes these symbols on the screen, it makes the numeric, it makes the letters, the alpha, and then what it did on Tuesday, I don't know if it did it yet today, but then it goes back and it jig-jags and crosses out or makes sure you can't see the passes and the letters or what, or, you know, poses for the letters that it makes as it navigates and does its thing and makes the letters in the sky. But the letters don't show up there. They show up on the screen when you're looking at it. So somebody who looks at it can see what the message is, all right? And then it could be that you have it at maybe at 2 times a day or 4 times a day, maybe at 8 o'clock in the morning and 2 o'clock in the afternoon. I don't know, 82. So you got 4 messages a day or whenever a certain satellite passes over or when a certain sub is supposed to be open for communications in the Pacific or wherever it is, you know, there you go. So So now we've got, we got the possibility that they're utilizing the Chinese space station to relay messages and do different stuff, or they're possibly doing what is unthinkable, which would be to release two alleged nuclear devices, EMP devices, out of Little Kimmy, North Korean satellites that are in orbit over the United States that will knock out the power grid. And then we got the Ronnie Reagan, the strike force, you know, with all the, got the, what is it, the Higgins, and I forget the name of the other ship. They've got a missile cruiser and an Arleigh class destroyer, and they got all the good stuff, and they got the Ronnie Reagan. Well, isn't that interesting, though, that they send the Ronald Reagan, and that's the only carrier group out of the box right now. They send the Reagan, but I thought that that was irradiated badly after Fukushima. And then I don't know if they've unirradiated, they've taken the radiation or neutralized it, or I know that they had a lot of crew that was ill and sick back when Fukushima went off. Have they replaced crew? I don't know. But it seems like that's kind of the one that they would like to see, that maybe the U.S. military or Navy would like to see that one go bye-bye, because it's a hot papa, so to speak. I don't know if that's exactly what's going on over there, but I will tell you this. The Ronnie Reagan was supposed to have all of the latest weapons on it, and those were nixed. Those were nixed by George Herbert Walker Bush. Poppy Bush nixed putting on the rail guns, the laser beams, all of the stuff. The Ronnie Reagan was supposed to be a ray gun. They were supposed to have all of the best things so where they could protect themselves, okay? So that's on the go out there in the South China Sea. And Pelosi, it's interesting, is Pelosi, I think she's going over there personally. This is my opinion. Allegedly, she's going over there, allegedly, to try to get the chip makers to put factories quickly and bring and move their stuff over quickly into Silicon Valley, into her area. And then her husband can then invest in those too, because she had to, allegedly, her and her husband had to disgorge themselves from a large corporation that's chip maker or something. But I think she's going for that. But it's also possible that the Red Chinese now are threatening, and they say if she goes over there, it could be a problem. And now today they told old Red China Joe, hey, you want to play with fire? You're going to get burned, okay? So I find it very interesting to see these pop-ups again of the Zulu 82 doing a little bit of using that for code, putting up letters and symbols and numbers, and then if nothing else, they're telling people which code to access in order to get their true message, which could be a burst straight up to the space station. Like that, right up to the space station. Ultra-high frequency, UHF, up to the space station, okay? Which then could beam it down to Beijing or anywhere from space. So I think they ought to take a look at it, and if somebody in Yuma's got their twitchy finger on that dadgum, that laser beam that took that space stuff out when the space shuttle was up there years ago, when they zapped something in space that was getting a little close to the space shuttle, and they zap that thing up, you know, lickety split, out of Yuma, all right? So anyway, now that we got the F-22s are to protect NATO from Russia. Well, the F-22s that they're going to protect NATO from Russia are, you know, maybe 100 miles or 200 miles from Russia, because they're at Elmendorf Air Force Base, or Rich Elmendorf Richardson, I believe it's called now. The F-22s came from Elmendorf Richardson, and they're right close to Russia, and they could go on out there with B-1B bombers, escort them, or B-2s, or whatever can get up there, bucks, you know, B-52s, whatever they're going to put up that the Russians can't knock out of the box with their electronic warfare stuff. They're a little closer to Russia than they are when they sent them to Lakenheath. So they're there to protect the British and the NATO, but they're mostly to protect Great Britain and to give them additional fighter capability with the fifth generation fighter. The F-22 being, I believe, superior to the F-35s, but and really able to engage a way longer distance out. So the British have been having a little trouble up in the North Sea and then on up in the Baltic with the Russians playing games up there. And so those F-22s could be in Lake and Heath and zap some stuff and get up quick and go up and take out something coming for, oh, I don't know, Sweden or Denmark or, you know, Norway or, you know, Scotland or Great Britain or whatever. But it's interesting, they're closer now to Russia than they are where they're going, all right? So I don't know, ladies and gentlemen, it's kind of a thing that's interesting. And Senator Grassley also, I just found this very interesting. He's talking about yesterday the whistleblowers, you know, from the FBI. They know what boys internally. And the whistleblowers say that the top executives, the top slots in the FBI have been trying to suppress the Hunter Biden laptop and all the information about Red China Joe and Hunter and being involved with these Chinese Communist Party and these banks over there, and allegedly Hunter getting the $1.45 billion, and also then getting additional money, and then Red China Joe, through his brother and through Hunter, being directly involved, selling influence, allegedly. And then Red China Joe says on the TV more than once, hey, I don't know nothing. I don't talk to Hunter or my brother Jim about any of their business. I don't know anything about it. And then Hunter and his business partners are shown on golfing with Red China Joe. Well, that was from before the election in 2020. And the mainstream media would never cover it. Fox covered it some. They had Bo Belinsky, one of his partners, talked all about it. Tucker Carlson had it up there. So now, you see, we've got a confirmation from insiders, whistleblowers inside the FBI, allegedly, that the FBI top executives are lying to the American people and the DOJ and are trying, allegedly, to suppress and bury any information about Hunter and Red China Joe Biden and their business dealings with the Red Chinese. But isn't it interesting when the Red Chinese just tell you that if you play with fire, you're going to get burned, Red China Joe? Right? A lot of these shouldn't go to Taiwan, don't you know? You see? And then now we're sending out the Ronnie Ray gun, all right? To protect Pelosi, apparently. Well, that's kind of interesting. But what if they're sending them out to get zapped, you know? If I had a twitchy finger and I was on that boat, you know, or one of them Arleigh Burks, you know, I would remember that the Russians can fly over. And obviously the Chinese could now, too, because of them getting all the oil from the Russians and paying the Russians' bills for a while, paying Mr. Putin's country's bills anyway, that these guys could then possibly turn off, just like they turned off the USS Donald Cook in the Black Sea, which was an Arleigh Burke class destroyer, right? Now, I hope you fixed the problem or got a hardened scenario or situation, because one of the new cyber command, the nice lady who runs the cyber command, says that the biggest problem for the U.S. cyber command and all the cyber issues in the government and in the corporations, it's not the Red Chinese hackers or the Russian hackers, the specialist stuff that are not affiliated but are affiliated and belong to one of the oligarchs in Intel over there, but also the Koreans, the Iranians, all the different ones, okay? So she says none of them are the real problem. It's you know, equity is the problem. And discrimination is the problem. So that is the real problem with cyber defense and cyber all of that. That's horse hockey, okay? So here we go. This thing is going to get the wild weeds. It's going to go wilder yet, isn't it? It's going to go wilder yet. China's going to win. And I will say this, is that you had better get prepared as best you can. And you better keep doing it now and keep doing it until you can't do it anymore. And I would say, you know, that what's going on in politics is not going to be the solution for spiritual problems and for one more time. I'm telling you what they're doing. Woe to them that call good evil and evil good. Woe to them that call good evil and evil good. And that would obviously be including the FBI and the CIA and the top slot Luciferians. Scumbags. You're all scumbags. Nobody should trust you. Don't ever cooperate with any of them, you know? And in the midst of all this, they're going to trade, allegedly, the Russian arms smuggler, Victor Boot. Remember, long-time listener will talk to you when I told you about Victor Boot. I don't know, 17 years ago, maybe in 2005. That's when he had a place up in Wasilla, Alaska. Isn't that interesting? Wasilla, Alaska had an aviation facility there. But old Victor had a lot of aircraft, and he smuggled a lot of guns to different places. And not only was he allegedly a Russian smuggler, but he also was utilized, apparently, by the U.S. military. You ever see that movie, Lord of War, with Nicolas Cage? Lord of War is based loosely based upon him. And in Lord of War, you see, what's interesting is that it's just kind of an interesting thing that Victor Boot's uncle was in charge of the stockpile of weapons, including nuclear weapons, and all kind of weapons in the Ukraine. And after the breakup of the Ukraine and the Soviet Union, that Victor Boot's uncle might have been the one in charge, and he could get just about whatever he wanted out of those things. But anyway, that's from the Lord of War movie, is a loose proximity to Victor Boot. But Victor Boot was arrested over in, I believe it was Thailand, on a U.S. warrant out of Thailand, and then he, I think, was put to jail over there. I don't think he's been brought over here, but that is interesting enough. They're going to trade her for the guy who was the Marine, who allegedly just went to a wedding over there, and they arrested him in a hotel for espionage, the Russians did, and then this woman basketball player, Griner, whatever her name is, who is dumb enough to take dadgum, CBD pot, vaping crystals or vaping cartridges. That's the most ridiculous thing in the world. And why the NBA, the women's NBA, said, hey, let's look at all your stuff. Be sure not to take any kind of a thing. And she shouldn't have it anyway. But she's going to go over there and do all this stuff. Well, now we're going to trade them for Victor Boot, allegedly. But then China Joe has been telling tales about Victor Boot, and everybody's talking about it. And then the Russian guy says these kind of trades should not be discussed or talked about until they're a done deal, until the thing is done. And then at that point, there could be announced. But he said, you better watch out. So anyway, Victor Boot, they may be trying to get him out of jail so he could run some guns. Maybe, I don't know who he'd run guns to, you know. Would he run them for the Russians? Would he run them for the Ukrainians? Or would he run them for the New World Order? But Xi Jinping, the same one that I recall, but when he was the number three guy, was down in Mexico City, and he was talking to all the big government people down there saying, aren't you tired of those Yankees telling you what to do? You stick with us, and we invest in your country, and we invest in the Lazar Cadenas port, and we'll invest in the railways and all the stuff. That's the same guy who's now telling Red China Joe, you play with fire, you're going to get burned, boy. Well, that's giving orders, ain't it? That's giving orders. That's making threats, ain't it? So I'm going to tell you, you're liable to see a war with the Red Chinese. But who knows? We got wars, rumors of wars. And we got famines and pestilences and earthquakes in diverse places. And I'll tell you another thing. Struck me as real interesting. We're talking about all the economic problems in the world and all the stuff. There was a phrase called rich as an Argentine or rich as an Argentine. And they used to be extremely wealthy at one period of time. They had cattle. They had all kind of stuff. They had oil. They had investment. At one time, they were supposedly one of the most civilized countries. They also, at one time, had more higher percentage of the people that had Freudian psychoanalysis than any other place on the planet. So supposedly they were halfway crazy or halfway sane, however you look at that, okay, with the shrinks. The richest Argentine now, only 43% of the people have a job. 43%. That means they've got, what, 50. All right. So you got 57% are unemployed or not working. 57% of the Argentine country is on the subsidies or the welfare subsidies. And their inflation rate is, guess what? 60%. So you want to see where we're going? That's where the place we're going. Mike Adams, a health ranger, did a real interesting program where he talked about the on the video on the Brighteon or whatever it is, and I don't know where to go to get it. I think it's Brighteon, but you can go to the health ranger and then look around there and find that, I'm sure. But and maybe it's up still up on Brother Steve Quayle's website, Steve Quayle, QUAYLE.com. But SteveQuayle.com, maybe it's up there. I believe it was yesterday or late last night or just early this morning. But that particular program that he did was called the Cessna Canyon, you know, the Cessna Canyon or whatever. He learned how to fly on a Cessna. And he talks about how there's in California, there's these canyons that are like box canyons or whatever. And you go to fly in them and you're still flying. But once you go there, the ground reaches up to meet you and they narrow up at the same time. So if you get in there, you cannot get out. And a Cessna does not have the rate of climb, apparently, or the other. And so all you can do, he says, is that you can then pick where you want to land the thing and crash land it to die. Okay? So what he does say is that when you're flying a plane, you need to be ahead of the curve. You need to be ahead of the plane and think ahead of it. So you need to be watching the news and not reacting to it, but you need to be trying to extrapolate and see, okay. And then one of the first extrapolations you do is this, or one of the first questions. You go to your pantry, you go to your basement, you go underneath the bed or wherever you keep it in the closet, and you say, how many days can myself or my spouse or my kids or whatever, how many days of food on a ration, on a tight ration, do we have to eat or how long can we last? All right. And then if you don't have enough time and you're sitting there and I'm telling you, if you could have a year or 2 years or 3.5 years, all right, 3.5 years of a greater tribulation or a great tribulation. Not the alleged 7 years, but 3.5 years. And you could have that, or if you're ultra rich, you could get 10 years and then just call it, you know, 10 years and have some extra against some other people, you know? But even if you can only get, and you've got 2 more days, then go get you 2 more cans of chunky soup. And then if it's just you, one person, then you've got 4 days of rations, 4 cans of chunky soup or Progresso soup. I know I just like over and over, I keep telling you this. But I'm telling you what, over and over, I still see people I've talked to in the past, not so much their listeners, but just people I've talked to and tried to warn them. They still are not with it. And I'm seeing a lot of the, what I call it, bury the head in the sand stuff, you know. The river in Egypt, denial. And then once where they were big time prepping and really on fire and watching everything, now it's getting close. Now they're saying, uh-oh, I do not want to see this. It's getting too close. Everything that crazy guy has told me is coming, starting to come to happen or come to truth. I see it in the Bible, but I'm not going to read the Bible anymore. I'm just going to go to church and just going to listen and say the preacher's going to take care of me. He's going to tell the Lord that I'm okay. Okay? I'm not going to read the Bible anymore. I'm not going to read the Matthew 24, the Luke 21, the Ezekiel 38, 39, the Revelations. I'm not going to read any of that anymore. I'm just going to listen to that preacher tell me some obscure thing on Sunday, you know, and take an hour to tell me all about one obscure verse. But he never tells me that I should be putting food away to protect my family, right? tells me, oh, you're just crazy. You don't have to worry about it, huh? Well, I'm going to tell you what. If you can do nothing else, you can get one more can of Progresso soup or chunky soup, then get it. You remember your pennies and all your change you got in the jar in your closet? Forgot about them? Get them out. Go cash them in. Go cash them in and buy whatever canned goods you can, all right? If you can still get long-term storage food, then get it. But I'm going to tell you. I'm going to tell you one more time. All I know is when I ask one of the top sales reps or marketing reps for Allen Canning years ago, back during Y2K, I said, you know, you got this date on top of the cans. Does that mean you got to throw that can away after that date? Is it no good? He said, absolutely not. Still good. He said, that is the date that we can guarantee 100% that what's listed on the side of the can, the nutrients and the different vitamins, minerals, et cetera, and all the nutrients, can guarantee 100% that that is accurately, that still is available inside the can till that date. Then he said, afterwards, I would tell you that if the can is not dented, if it's not blown up or exploded or got, you know, white fur hanging out the sides of it, or it's not been cut, or any kind of a thing, or if after you open it, it doesn't smell foul or anything and has no evidence of that kind of stuff, then he said, you can boil that and probably be all right. He said, you'll still have food value for a long time. Now, that's what I was told. You check into that on your own accord and see what you say, all right? Because I hear people say, well, I hate it because I've got to throw all my canned goods away in 2 years, and I know people who donated them to the Salvation Army or somebody else, the food factory. And they should have just kept them because they don't know that. Well, I'm telling you that, okay? Based on what I did, and I told you my source. You verify it as you please, okay? And when you hear something that Old Hawk says, you take it to the Lord in prayer. If the Lord tells you not to go with it, then don't, you know? Brother Quaz always told you that, too. And Old Hawk don't say this is 100% guaranteed, but, that on such date this is going to happen. I don't know that. I can't tell you that. But I can tell you we're in the season when a lot of this stuff is going to go wild weasel. And it's already going wild weasel, and they are taking the food away. They're taking the food away, ha-ha, you know? And that's what old Zbigniew Brzezinski and Heinz Kissinger talked about doing a long time ago, you know? And you cut chronic food, you see. And old Hein says, countries are, you know, controlled by oil. People are controlled by food, all right? So you better have food and water, right? Better have food and water. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm just telling you, that's what I'm seeing and what I'm hearing. And the other thing I'm telling you is if you can carry a pistol legally in your state, if you got a concealed carry, you better be making sure you got it. And then even if you don't, in my case, I would strongly look at it at least because I would rather be, wouldn't you rather be judged by 12 than carried by 6? I would. But anyway, fortunately, in Kansas, a person can carry concealed without a license. Now, you can't go in every building. You can't go in the federal building, the post office, that kind of stuff. And you don't want to make that mistake to do that, all right? But I will say this, is that if you're out there, I'm seeing a lot of stuff happens now, apparently, in the, grocery store parking lots, the bank parking lots, all the different places, you know? I saw one the other day where a guy held a door open for a lady. She did not thank him. And the guy pulled his gun and shot the woman because she didn't thank him for holding the door open. Ladies, you know, err on the caution side of that, all right? Oh, I don't know. It's a lawless age. It's just terrible. It's what's going on. But we're living in it. And the Lord Jesus has told us just about everything is getting ready to happen, has he not? The red letter editions, has he not told us all of that? Have I not told you that for 18 years plus on this station, you know, on this radio broadcast, I think that the Lord would like for us to see you to do is to get prepared. And consequently, You know, that's what I'm still doing. And still doing that. And, you know, let's see. Natural health news, scientific discoveries, according to my buddy out there in Utah, the old crazy horse. Let's see. Dr. Philippe Van Wellenbergen, I'm just reading this because it's interesting. One of the original experts to find damage from the blood due to the Wuhan coronavirus COVID-19 vaccines has found that unvaccinated individuals have graphene and self-assembling nanoparticles in their blood, which is a manifestation of shedding from those who took the shots. So you better be doing anything you can do, anything you can do. This is at naturalnews.com, and it's an article based upon Dr. Philippe Van Wellbergen. These mitigation efforts, all right, that you can try to get rid of the effects of the vaccine and the graphene oxide and all that stuff. In other words, you can be affected and be starting to have trouble from it because the vaccine was designed to shed itself and for you to get the little bad stuff from it. And now, did you see an I-5, you know, out in the Seattle area? There was a liquid oxygen truck carrying liquid oxygen exploded and caught on fire between Mercer and Lakeview, a car fire. And then, but the story out there, is to say how it decided that it exploded or caught on fire. So I asked the question, how did it catch on fire? Was it hit by a vehicle, you know, or was it shot? Did somebody shoot it? And the truck carrying liquid oxygen in a downtown area, near the downtown, is in the I-5 southbound lanes. Blows up! Doesn't it sound like the kind of the stuff out of the, they ramp kind of thing by William R. Forrest? It was the one that he wrote about where they were going to start to attack things on the interstate, shoot tanker trucks and shoot different things and shoot the drivers and cause trouble on the roadways whilst they were even going to grab the kids in schools, that kind of stuff. Remember that? It was a secondary book written by the guy who wrote William R. Forrest in George Books. He wrote one second after. Incidentally, I knew one of the nationwide has the better price. So if you're going to get them, you might want to pick some up real quick. I want to pick some up real quick or find a secondary source and pick some up real quick as well. And I'm going to talk to you also about water storage containers. If you've got like a Berkey Light or a Big Berkey or a Royal Berkey or Imperial Berkey or whatever, and if you've got the black Berkey filters, they're good, I think, approximately. Double check with Berkey. I think they're good for about allegedly about 10,000 gallon or something like that. Maybe more, maybe a little less. And if you add those, they'll filter out the viruses, the bad bacteria, the parasites, and up to about 99% of all the chemicals, the bad chemicals, the chemicals will be in the water. And you can also get additional MTBE filters that will take out what's in the unleaded gas. So that gives you about 99.9% of all the chemicals gone. All right? And if you've got one of those filtration systems that are really what I would call a water purifier, all right, you need to get some extra filters so then you've got down the road, you got longevity, or you could continue to filter water for a small group, okay? But you're going to have something to put it in. Now, I years ago, I got 55-gallon food-grade blue drums, that kind of stuff. They were good. And I put water in them, but they're heavy. And I wished I'd had water blocks or smaller, like, I don't know, 5-gallon containers or 10-gallon containers, or, you know, that kind of stuff, or the water blocks where you can stack them on up. Or even you can also get the collapsible 1-gallon jugs. You can get, all kind of stuff you can save. If you buy a bottle of water, you can, after you drink it, save the jug. Then that could be put in there, and you could use aerobic 7, the oxygenation stuff, or you could use a certain number of drops per gallon of unscented Clorox bleach. Unscented Clorox, because you know the quality of the Clorox, but unscented. You don't want to smell. You don't want an additional chemical. That can be used to keep the water clean for quite some time. But you're going to need stuff to store it in and also to transport. So if you're going to have to run real quick and you got the truck bed open and you say, oh, no, we got to go again. They're coming for us. You want to throw as much water up there as you can, much food up there as you can. You're going to have 3-4 people helping you, that kind of stuff. You're going to throw them up in there. You need stuff you can pick up, 5 gallons, 1 gallon, you know, that kind of thing, 10 gallons maybe. But you can't roll up 55-gallon barrels, you know, and put them up in there. You could, but it'd be hard to do, all right? So that's the kind of thing you need to be doing. Oh, boy, you know. It's all going on now. It's all starting to go on. And then they tell you, hey, you're not in a recession. Well, that's two quarters. That's 6 months. 2 quarters of negative growth in the U.S. economy. And yeah, there's still jobs, but you know, there wouldn't be that many jobs if people were not dying. But there's a lot of people dying, allegedly, from these COVID-19 shots. And I told you that I've known some people, the first one, the man, he got an aneurysm behind his eye. He got all shotted up and everything. And then now later on, after 2 shots and the boosters, the wife has got blood clots, okay, in her arteries or something. Well, they were pretty healthy before all of that, before taking the shots. And every day you see somebody else dies, some top quality athlete dies of it. Some young person, 30 years old, 18 years old, 25 years old, and they have problems, all right? And then you're starting to find that they lied about it all. Fauci and Birx and the CDC and the FDA all lied about it. And then now the monkeypox, they don't want you to call it monkey anymore because that's racist. You call it monkeypox, even though it comes from a monkey, you're racist. Well, they're the ones that are racist because they're letting it happen and continuing to go. And what are they doing? They're releasing it once again in the gay community. They're releasing it in the homosexuals. The promiscuous homosexuals, New York, will give you a monkeypox vaccine if you're a homosexual who's had more than one partner in the last pop. If you are a heterosexual, you can't get it. If you are this is their own thing to give the vaccine out. It's just a bunch of crap. And so it's basically a disease that is being involved with homosexual men who are promiscuous, all right? And I don't have to go into all of that. And then there's some kids getting it allegedly. Well, one wonders who they've been with and who's their daddy, so to speak, you know? So I don't know, ladies and gentlemen. I do know that there's power in the blood of Jesus. Power in the blood of Jesus, and I will say this. He wants you, you see. Jesus wants you to endure till the end. And because iniquity shall abound, the force of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations. And then shall the end come, when he therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet stand in the holy place. Then let them which be in Judea flee into the mountains. Let him which is in the housetop not come down to take anything out of his house. Neither let him which is in the field return back to take his clothes. And woe unto them that are with child and them that give suck in those days. But pray that your plight be not in the winter, and neither on the Sabbath day, for then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. And except those days be shortened, should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. All right. Then if any man shall say unto you, lo, here is Christ, or there, believe it not. For there shall arise false Christs and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. That's already starting to go on right now, ladies and gentlemen. That's already going on. Already going on. And I'm going to tell you, Brother Quayle is talking about these guys in the pulpits, these people in the pulpits. Ain't going to tell you anything, and when the time comes and it's too late, the people in the pews are going to go grab them. They're going to say, why didn't you tell us? Why didn't you talk about it? You talked about horse hockey and bull crappy, you know? Oh, man, oh, man, oh, man. This is going to get so bad. Did you see where Ted Cruz talking to the Secretary of State's hiring equity HR person who's in charge of making sure of fair employment or no discrimination and all that kind of stuff. And he asked her the question. He shows her the email that was sent to him and other people from people in the department saying they were no longer able to hire anybody in the State Department that was either white or a heterosexual white male, not homosexual white male, or if they were handicapped, they couldn't hire them. If they were regular white males, they couldn't hire them, you know, if they were of the wrong religion. Apparently, they may not like Christians in the State Department anymore, you see. So, Lord Jesus told you about that too, didn't he? You see, you'd be hated, you know, in my name, you know? Oh, I've read to you. You got to go to Luke 21, read that again tonight. You got to read, you know, Ezekiel 38, 39. You're going to see what's going to go down. The Russians have already used S-300 systems against the Israeli jets in the Middle East. It's going to be wild. And the Russians now are really going to go after Ukraine. And it's just Medvedev is talking about in the mind of the president of Ukraine, damaged by psychotropic substances. This is what the map of his country's bright future will look like. It's I think Hal Turner put this up. I can't see the map, but somebody sent me just the part of the story here. So this thing is going to go wild weasel. And your F-22s, which should be protecting the coast of Alaska against any incoming, they're being sent to Great Britain. So I guess we'll have to put up bush planes, and out the window you'll have to have your AR-15s if they haven't confiscated them, all right? And you have to go toe-to-toe with the fighter jets or whatever's coming over, you know? And I wonder if Victor Boot comes out, does he come back to the United States? To go back to Alaska and take over one of his places there, or does he go to Russia? Because I think Big Boot may be originally of Ukrainian descent. If you follow that movie, Lord of War, not sure about that, but Ukraine was part of the Soviet Union, right? After Stalin took away and killed all the kulaks. What are the kulaks? They were farmers, middle class farmers, upper middle class farmers, good hard working farmers. And he basically annihilated all of them and took all their grain, all of their farms, all of their livestock, and killed almost all of them. And that's how he got a hold of, you know, the Ukraine. And then also I look at the Ukraine, once again, it was the scene of a battle between the T-34 Russian tanks or Soviet tanks, all right, against the Germans. And the T-34s could knock out the Panzers, so the Germans had to send a lot of Tigers, the big 54-ton Tiger tanks, in, and they had a massive tank battle in the middle of the fields and rolling hills and stuff of the Ukraine, all right? And that was the largest tank battle, I believe, World War II, and that basically broke the Nazis. It basically broke the Nazis, all right? And it's just incredible, all right? Thank you, Linda. They're listening to me. All right. Boy, it's gone fast tonight, hasn't it? Mighty men and women about our user high technology strike blows against the evil ones and those in the high slots, little Luciferians. Fandango Rangers, I know you're ready, and Mickey LaPua, Mickey, your best by test. Whether on the 338 or hand-to-hand, they don't want you hand-by-hand, I know that. Mickey got about 6 different black belts if they was to offer them up. Road and Track, LL, you keep up with your Muay Thai ways, and you keep up on your studies. This summer, even though school's not in, keep reading and keep studying. Build your vocabulary, expand your mind. Learn the math, learn the science, learn the engineering. You know who has that. Ladies and gentlemen, go out and prepare tonight and keep preparing. If you can do nothing else, get a little bit more. Get a little bit more food, more water storage. If you don't have a Berkey, go ahead and get a Berkey quick.